Cook FM 933. A couple of drunks right there. Well, it's what the name of the band is. Dos Borrachos. Kevin Fowler, Roger Kreger, and on the celebrity hotline, one Kevin Fowler. How are you, buddy?
Morning, sunshine.
Woo! You sound like bright, bushy-tailed and bright-eyed.
Kevin sounds like he's in a good mood. It's only 9:33.
I ended up going. I hung up Tom Shepard last night. He's in town.
Oh, we love Tom Shepard.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, smiling Tom.
Well, Tom got his voice back. I knew he had, like, throat surgery. How's he doing with that?
He's doing good. I think he's playing down at Willie's joint in Butte tonight, so we're going to try to swing down and see him.
There you go. I love that. All right, let's talk about, first of all, you got a show coming up Saturday. We want to make sure everyone knows you're going to be in Butte, Mavericks Dance Hall. 8 o'clock is when it all gets started, and I have a feeling that 8 o'clock is going to be Brody Lane. That's AJ Vallejo's new project. Of course, Brody Lane, named after Brody Lane here in town, and we got to see them play this past week. That should be a lot of fun at Mavericks this Saturday, so get your tickets. Did you have a good time at the Texas Regional Radio Awards? I got to talk to you for like 5 minutes.
I did. I barely got to say hi to y'all. Rita didn't even come and say hi to y'all. I finally tracked her down.
I know.
You're so uppity now. I don't even know.
No, it's not uppity. It's intense social anxiety coupled with tequila. I don't remember the second half of the night, to be honest with you. But I do remember looking at my phone, and the only selfie I took the entire night was with you. And I'm like, look at there. I did talk to Kevin Fowler. I do remember you showing me your wedding ring and me asking you, did y'all ever get married? Because I know you were going to, like, on July 5th, but then the pandemic hit. So are you a married man?
Oh, we haven't officially done it, but, you know.
But the ring, the ring makes it official.
No, I just wear it, you know, and we are in our minds. But our parents are finally coming out of the house, so now we can do it.
Yay!
You know, we don't want to do it without our parents. We wait until they get their, you know, their both rounds are shot. So now we're reschedule. So we'll figure it out.
You're going to have a big shindig? You had one planned, and that it looked like a huge wedding. And then, so you're still going to do that, or is it going to be a little smaller?
Yeah, you know, we were invited 200 people, and the venue was like, well, you have to uninvite 150 friends. We're like, yeah, this is going to work.
who makes the cut on that?
Wow.
Sorry, yeah. Wade, you can come, but Roger, you can't. I mean, that would be terrible.
it wasn't going to end well, so we just punted and decided we would try it again this year. So we're trying to figure it out as we speak.
I have to ask you, because I did see last weekend, and I even mentioned it from the stage. It was good to see, and it wasn't just you. But I can tell slowly, I mean, there hasn't been any, like, true festivals yet. I mean, some are actually kind of happening, but you getting to play in front of a big crowd again. And, I mean, that's got to be like handcuffs have been taken off the industry, but just slowly getting back. Don't know what you got till it's gone. It was clearly gone. First to go, last to come back, the music industry. What was it like over the last several weeks, to finally get to play some more?
Oh, yeah, we played the big Outlaws and Legends on Saturday, Departed, and Randy Houser.
Did you get to meet Kevin Costner?
He was the night before.
Oh, no.
I was so going to fangirl him, too, because, you know, we're so big fans of Yellowstone around the house. And, you know, so, yeah.
One day too late.
But, yeah, it was fun. I think they had probably pushing 10,000 people there. It's nuts. But West Texas never got the memo that there was even a pandemic going on.
You know? Yeah, West Texas has been open for a very long time.
I think over the weekend I realized that memo is out. I mean, do what you want with what you be as safe as you'd like to. I mean, inevitably, hey, you are promoting, go out and, I mean, Sunday, I had such a good time at that Texas Live, you know, and then the Texas Regional Radio Awards. I didn't sense anybody was worried about anything. It was just fun to see people hugging and live music, and it seemed like a festival atmosphere. And I said it earlier this week, in that it was all the friends for the first time that hadn't seen each other together so that part of it, a little later in the night, I'm like, yeah, some people had a lot of fun. So that part of it I really enjoyed, as far as everybody kind of getting back together.
Yeah, it was cool seeing everybody. It was like a family reunion. Oh, you're used to seeing those guys all year long at festivals and playing the same bills, and then, you know, we all get to hang out. It was fun. It was a good night for sure. It was a goodie.
Yeah, and then Rita had a really good night. I'm starting to finally get all the texts from people that were reminding me that Rita was shaming me consistently throughout the evening.
I laughed the fact that you made Kendall Beard late to the red carpet because you had to go to the bathroom.
Well, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing. There's choices you make. I wouldn't do it in the hotel room with Rita. And I didn't want to. I mean, what's the worst thing you can do? Get to a venue where there's one bathroom.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
And be that guy. So, yeah, you know, I hadn't done it anything like that before where you had to read a teleprompter. And then, you know, I might have been a little nervous.
Oh, you did a wonderful job.
I had to do the humanitarian award for Randy. And that meant something to me. I mean, and I left out parts because Randy was a part of that Matthew McConaughey thing the night before. And I failed to mention that. But Justin Frizzell was supposed to do that. And maybe 30 minutes before the entire event, Justin had a see on down the road emergency and couldn't show up. So all they told me is, you have to write it. Just come up with it. You'll be fine. You're a pro. And I'm like, well, that's... I mean, I love Randy, and I didn't want to discount that, so I had to try to come up with it. And then I got up on stage and couldn't read without glasses. So, yeah, that's why,
You played
I'm sorry,
it off.
Ms. Kim.
No one knew. You were great.
It was the shortest ever humanitarian award. And then y'all are making fun of him, which was a lot more fun.
Well, did you see our table over there? You know, me, Casey, and Randy were sitting at the table, and William Clark Green was right one table over. Our table was just covered with Randy's and Wade's trophies. I mean, there was like 14 of them. The whole table was covered with his trophies. It was
Randy and Wade Awards.
It was. My favorite part of that, every time he would come up on stage, I was like, I'll buy you a drink if you make fun of Randy one more time. Or make fun of Wade. So every time, because Wade wasn't there, and he was like, well, clearly Wade doesn't care about you as much as I do. I'm like, perfect. All right. A drink is coming your way.
Buy him a drink.
All right. Before we get you out of here, have you been working on music? And you're, you know, sitting at home and getting all married and hooked up. Any new music prepared for the Kevin Fowler faithful?
Do you want to hear the truth or you want me to hear the
No.
A little bit of both. Give us the truth and a lie and let us figure out which one is which.
I did during COVID? Nothing. I was really burnt out like January. And I was saying, man, I wish I could take a break. Well, that wasn't quite the break I was planning on taking. But we just kind of used it to, you know, do some stuff with the kids and actually travel. And
you're a grandpa enjoy. Now.
And I'm a pawpaw now.
A pawpaw.
My birthday is going to be April 1st. And, you know, so I really took most of the year off. I didn't see shows we played and I was moving. I was this, that. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life. So it's time to get started on a record right now. I'm starting to, me and Tom were working on some ideas last night. And, you know, it's time to get back to the grind. Here we go.
But it was a well-deserved break. I mean, think about all the years that you've been out there on the road putting out music constantly. You need a little Fowler time.
It was 22 years without a break, you know, so it was time.
And you sold your farm and your ranch. And so you and Paul Simon and Edie Brickell, they all hang out now. I
forgot
in my
about
head,
that.
Like, once you sold that to them, then y'all just go out. And
you're coming over for dinner on Sunday night.
You don't have to play anymore because you're rolling around in stacks of cash.
I wish. And I just went and bought another one. I'm actually out there now. I bought a little 86 acres down the road from them. Now I'm their neighbor again. So it's kind of weird. But that was just another one of the weird things that happened in 2020. You know, it was just a crazy year. And, you know, who could even dream that up? You couldn't even dream up everything that happened last year in my world. So the break was nice.
So do y'all keep in touch with them at all? I know I'm asking a lot of questions about Paul Simon, or was that just
really. You know, they
sign the contract and move on down the road?
No. They got all figured out, just kind of helping get everything figured out, you know, over there where everything was, where the pipes were and everything. But they love it, man. They've done a great job at the place, and it's beautiful. And it's nice to have them in the community out in New Wimberley now.
Is it weird, though, because you spent so much time and effort moving – You built a dance hall. You basically built a bar and dance hall, and to walk away from that after you spent all that hard time and, you know, money into it.
It was my baby, but I'm working on another one now.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a new baby.
Yeah, it's time for a new baby. I kind of was spilled milk, but you move on down the road. Here we go.
Well, you know what I mean? You should have a reality TV show like you're a
house flipper. Yeah.
Redneck house flipper.
Yes. House flipping with the redneck messiah.
You know? All these old buildings that we love restoring, that would have been really cool. Hey, I think
It's not too late.
Rita could be like my co-host. Rita could be my co-host. That'd be fun.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be on the camera. Nope. But I could be like one of those guys that walks in and nails one nail and then pretends that I did the entire flip.
Well, I said it earlier in the week. I wanted to say it from the stage, but I'm going to say it again publicly. Thank you for everything you've done to help me and my family. The love that you've shown doing a concert, when your guys weren't even making money, I'll never forget that. So much love coming your way. And I would say repay the favor if you are a live music fan by getting out Saturday night at Mavericks Dance Hall in Buda. Kevin Fowler, Redneck Messiah, full band. Brody Lane, those guys were great Monday night. That's AJ Vallejo's new project.
They are really good. And this is like, we're pretending this is a rodeo, because we were supposed to be at the rodeo, Austin Rodeo, for our 15th time to close it out this Saturday. And, of course, COVID got that. So this is kind of our rodeo replacement show. So come on out, we're all pretend we're at the rodeo and drink a few beers.
There you go. We love you, buddy. Thank you for checking in this morning.
Well, thank you, guys. Rita, good to see you. Say hi to me.
Oh, well,
She don't remember.
I didn't want to crowd you when you're around all your famous friends.
She big time me.
I was hiding, actually, with the tequila.
All right, this is way inside baseball. I know we're running late. There was a guitar player that was standing across from you. I gathered that guy's like a hot shot because everybody was like wanting to get to know him or get in his face. Who was that?
Was it Jay Novacek?
The guitar player that was standing right next to you. Because Kevin and I were sitting over there talking about Whitesnake and producing and all that. And I'm like, some big hotshot guitar player.
Everyone was really freaking out about Jay Novacek being there, and I had to ask everyone who that was.
Number 84, Dallas Cowboys.
He's huge. He came on the bus afterwards and we talked to him. He's huge. He had to duck his head in that bus. I don't know if he was so big. He's a big old boy.
Rita, he was the greatest tight end or one of them to ever play for the Dallas Cowboys until that next guy came along. Your husband knows who he is.
Okay, well, everyone's really freaking out. I'm like, I don't know. I like his neck.
Oh, I just kept saying it up on. I was like, man, it's number 84, Jay Novacek, right there. Yeah. Kind of, I geeked out. So yeah. Well, all right, Saturday night, Mavericks Dance Hall in Buda. We'll see you there, Kevin Fowler. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Come on, buddy. See y'all Saturday.
Bye.
All right, thanks, buddy. It's Austin's Cook FM. We are right back after this. Hang on.